And so we're speaking on the topic of finding happiness, and as we looked at last week, that I think all of us are looking for happiness, we're pursuing after it, but a lot of times it tends to be elusive to us. We can't seem to really find true happiness. And I think part of the problem is, as we looked at last week, is there's a lot of things that we have become convinced are the sources of happiness. Things like the pursuit of money and wealth, pursuit of pleasure, sometimes the pursuit of revenge. Some of those things that we think that'll make us happy, and we find it doesn't. And so we kind of had the thought last week that if all these things that we assumed brought happiness don't, then maybe all the things we assumed didn't bring happiness will. And really we want to understand it. The devil wants to prevent us from finding true happiness. And we want to understand that God loves us. He wants us to find it. And so, in His Word, He, as we're going to see over the next several weeks, He makes it pretty plain. It's not some, you don't have to be some big theologian with 10 years of Bible college to be able to find this stuff, right? That He lays it out very simply. And so I just want to touch on some of these different things that really, as we meditate on them, can really help us. And so this is Proverbs 3, verses 13-18 is where this comes from. And tonight we're looking on finding happiness in wisdom. So, verse 13 of Proverbs 3, it says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her." And so we see with this passage that the idea, if we find wisdom, we're going to find happiness. And that's where we really want to begin with, is the thought of wisdom, that this is something that if we're pursuing happiness, it's necessary that we pursue wisdom and keep pursuing it until we find it. And the thing is, it says there, it starts it out, why is someone happy if they get wisdom? It says, because the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. We looked at that last week, that people that seek after riches, there's going to be an emptiness to it, right? That he that seeketh after silver will not be satisfied with silver, that it ends up being vanity, right? We have so much, and it's not really, we can make ourselves rich and yet be poor, right? That we're missing the true riches. And that's what wisdom provides, that there is a gain to it far greater than any monetary thing that you can have. And it says it's more precious than rubies. You can't compare anything that we can desire. And that's the thing, is that a lot of times we have different desires. Some are okay in moderation. Some are, we recognize, are unhealthy even a little bit. But we find that wisdom is going to be something much more of value. And we see what it provides. It's interesting when you actually read Proverbs, that a lot of times wisdom is portrayed as this woman that is calling out and has so much to offer, and trying to get people to come and to listen to what she has to say and receive the blessings that she wants to give. And so we see kind of the picture that she's basically has these things for us. And so we see, first of all, as length of days. And so it's kind of the thing that really you kind of think of it, well, how does wisdom provide length of days? Well, it's kind of the thing that sometimes foolishness can be deadly, right? That sometimes, and we can think of, say, a young person that they decide they'll play chicken or something like that and see, well, who can get the closest to the cliff without actually going over? And then they misjudge, and then there's a terrible crash, right? And so there's foolishness can be very deadly. And a lot of lives are cut short by doing something on a dare, trying to do something extreme, and it not being the right thing. And so wisdom gives us length of days. It ensures that we're going to have a long life. And of course, some people would try to say, well, you're going to miss out on a lot of fun, but no, actually, you're going to miss out on a lot of pain if you follow after wisdom. It says, in her left hand are riches and honor. And that's the thing, is that a lot of times we pursue money, and that's, we think that's the end all of things, but it's, if we have wisdom, especially when we follow different principles of wisdom when it comes to how we manage our finances, how we look after things in our lives, that we're going to find that we do well financially. And it just having that wisdom, and you can just think of that. You probably maybe know of different people who just handled their money wisely. That they weren't extravagant. They didn't try to get the fanciest car. They got what was adequate. They lived within their means. They just did things carefully, and then you see at the end, wow, they're in a very good position. And so you see that. It says as well, in left hand, riches and honor. And that's the thing, is when we do something foolish, usually it brings a lot of shame, right? But when it says another place, a man shall be commended according to his wisdom. When we do something wise, we make a good decision, people see that, it gets around, right? And it's, we want to have that good name, and it comes by doing, making wise choices in our lives. It says, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. That when we go in the way of wisdom, we're going to find there's a pleasantness to it. It's we see in another place, it talks about good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. And we find that sometimes when we're going our own way, when we're rejecting counsel, we find ourselves in a position, it's like, oh, this is, how did I get myself here? How do I get myself out of this, right? Whereas when you're walking the way of wisdom, you avoid a lot of that difficulty. It says, and all her paths are peace. And we think about that a lot of times, that we do things and we get ourselves into trouble, and then we're always kind of worried and anxious about the consequences of what we've done, right? And sometimes it's like we've gotten someone upset, and so we're worried that this person is going to come find us and there's going to be consequences for what we've done, right? And so when we do right, when we're making wise decisions, we have peace of mind. We're not worried about what's going to come back to bite us, right? And it says, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. That it kind of comes full circle, that length of days. It's a tree of life. That if we really want to live life to the fullest and avoid a lot of the pitfalls and difficulties and just disasters that we can come across in life, then we want to lay hold on wisdom. And it's the thing, if we reject it, we really miss out on some good things God wants to give us. We really want to understand that finding wisdom is a valuable thing because for two specific reasons. When we find wisdom, we find guidance for life. Because there's so many decisions we need to make, and there can often be very long-ranging consequences that are those decisions. And we want to be able to make wise decisions because that's going to affect our life for maybe years to come. And so there's times where we don't, okay, what choice do I make? What path do I follow in life? In this situation, how do I respond properly? And as well, what pitfalls do I avoid? What dangers are out there that I need to avoid? And so wisdom gives us a path to follow. And I think all of us are really happy having GPS now, right? Because it's the thing is that, generally speaking, I think you can still get yourself lost with GPS, maybe. I think it's possible. But it's the thing is that a lot of times it takes a lot of the confusion out of things. And it just sort of, you have, okay, this is where I want to go. The path is laid out for me. And I just follow that path, I follow the route, I make the turns when it tells me to make the turns, and I'll get there. And then sometimes, of course, we get off track, and I think we're thankful that the GPS doesn't like comment on us when we go off track kind of thing. It just says rerouting, and then it finds us a way to get back on path, get to our destination, right? And really, that's what we want to understand, that wisdom is to us in life and the decisions we make. That's like, I want to get to a certain place in my life, a place of peacefulness, a place of where a place of honor, a place of financial well-being, then I need to follow after wisdom. And it's a thing that we do that. Sometimes we get off track. But a lot of times we have wisdom that can help us get back on track. And we can try to do it alone and try to just find our own way and follow our heart, which is, of course, one of the worst things we can do because our heart is deceitful. But we want to see wisdom gives us guidance. It shows us the way. It makes our path clear. And that, I think you can understand how that can make us happy, because there's few things as frustrating as when you're lost, right? And you've been driving around in circles and you don't know which way you're going. I remember my pastor at BC, and this was years before he came to know the Lord, but he was out hunting with some guys up in the mountain. And they got turned around, couldn't find their way out, and they're going up and down different logging roads, and he was a smoker at the time, and he'd finished up his smokes and threw the cigarette pack down on the logging road, and they went wandering around for several more hours, and then they came up and said, oh, this looks like we're making progress. This is something new I haven't seen before. And he gets up to it and hears the cigarette packet that he chucked away a couple hours before. And just the feeling that he described that he had was just this like just going to go crazy, just want to give up. We'll never find a way down off this mountain. And that's the thing, that's where we can find ourselves in life. And that's a miserable place to find ourselves in. And so instead, when we find wisdom and it shows us the way out, that makes us really happy. And so we think of it in that terms, but also we understand too that wisdom provides us with protection. With protection. It says Proverbs 2, verses 10, 11, when wisdom entereth thine heart, and knowledge is present of thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. And we see it's deliver us from the way of the evil man, deliver us from the strange woman, what it talks about there. And we see In Proverbs 3, verses 21 to 24, it says, "My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be light unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet." And it's the thing is that we really want to identify that there are dangers in this world, that we have an adversary, the devil, and he's seeking, going about seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to ensnare us. He's trying to deceive us. He's trying to get us off track in life. And so we need wisdom so that we can see through his deceptions, see through his schemes, that we can stay on the right path, and that we can avoid these things. You kind of have this idea that he's trying to lure us into some kind of trap. And if we have wisdom, we can identify that, right? It's kind of, you can think of it where there's always different scammers around, and when they get to be a bit known, what happens is you have the police and others will provide a report. Okay, these are the tactics that they use. This is what they're going to say. Don't believe them. This is kind of the sign that they're dishonest. And so having that, it sort of warns you so you're ready if it comes. And so that's what wisdom does for us, that it helps us in that way. We see in Proverbs 13 and verse 14, it says, "Good understanding giveth favor." It says, verse 14, "The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death." And that's what we really want to identify, that there are these snares of death. And the law of, or the law of the wise, so that would be wisdom, it helps us stay away from these snares of death that are put in our lives. And you see the description in Proverbs of different ones that were void of wisdom, where there was some kind of danger and they didn't pay any attention to the signs, they fell right into it, and it destroyed them. And you can just kind of think of that. If we get trapped, if we get, and I think all of us have maybe experienced that, when we step in something, we realize we made a terrible mistake, we're not going to be happy, right? Especially when we start to think, boy, I could have avoided this if I had just seen the signs. And so when we find wisdom and we follow that wisdom, sometimes I think we won't realize what we've missed out on by making these good choices. And that's the thing, is that we can really, sometimes when we, I think maybe some of us have experienced that, where maybe us and a friend, we're kind of going a certain path, and someone, friend or someone we knew, decided to go a certain way, and we decided, okay, I can't go that way, I need to take a different path. And we see where we are after a few years, that we're in a good place and they're in a horrible place. And we realize, boy, I'm so glad that I made that right choice back then. And that's what wisdom does. And sometimes it isn't in the moment. We can tend to second guess ourselves and think, oh boy, this person's having all the fun and I'm missing out. But we find out later, oh yeah, their fun didn't last very long. And I'm happy that I missed that. And so we see that when we find wisdom, we find happiness. That we get to the place that we want to get in life, and we miss out on a lot of pain and sorrow and heartache. And so we can be thankful for that. And so if we have this thought, if we're seeking, we're pursuing after happiness, we'll find it as we find wisdom. We need to ask ourselves, well, how do I get wisdom? Where does it come from? And we really want to identify that the source is God himself. That it talks about how that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We see in Proverbs chapter 2, it says, "For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly." So it's kind of the thing is that God wants to dispense wisdom to us because he knows if we have wisdom, we're going to have happiness in our lives. And so he's there, and it's kind of the picture of it. It's like he's got warehouses full of wisdom almost is kind of how the picture of it is, right? And he wants to give it to us. And of course, we understand, to make it kind of more plainer, is that really where he lays up his wisdom is in his word. And that's where really we can find it. But we really think that just how much wisdom is in God's word. But he wants to share it with us. We see in James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not." And so it's the thing is that if we need wisdom, that we go to the source, we go to God, we say, "Lord, I don't know what to do in this situation." And God isn't someone that just throws us a few crumbs that gives us like a couple little pithy sayings that we don't even know how to interpret them, right? That it's like to say, "Okay, you need wisdom? I'm going to give you a whole bunch. I'm going to give you so much that it'll take you a few days to process it all, but it's going to really help you," right? And so that's the really, we want to see the picture. It's the sense that the abundance that God wants to give us, right? That he wants to give us an abundance of wisdom because he knows that when we get that, we'll have happiness in our life, right? And so he's not being chintzy with it. He's giving us as much as we'll take and more, right? Because he wants us to find happiness. But if we're to get wisdom, we got to go to him. I think it's something that we have to recognize that we need to, as he seeks to give it to us, we need to receive it with the right attitude. And that's sometimes, as we're going to look at, that much of our happiness or lack thereof really is based on the attitude we have. And the thing is God gives wisdom, and we have to be willing to receive it and to put it into practice. And it says in Proverbs 1 verse 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." That sometimes we can get in a mindset where we say, "Okay, God, what would you have me to do?" And he gives us the wisdom. It's like, "Well, I don't want to do that. Do you have some other options?" And he's like, "No, this is what works. Do you need to do this?" And a lot of times, and we realize it's our own sin nature that has that just sort of tendency to rebel, doesn't want to have anyone kind of govern us, that just wants to do its own thing and just kind of wants God to rubber stamp what we're doing. And that's so often, I think that's where we get ourselves in a lot of trouble and is really a key to our being miserable many times, is we want what we want, and we just want God to okay it and to take care of all of the consequences of our bad decisions. Just make it, give me what I want, but take away the bad consequences that I don't want. But we really want to understand that with God is that he knows if he gives us what we want, a lot of times we're not going to be happy getting that. We're going to get it and realize this wasn't worth it. And so he's trying to help us. And so a lot of times we need to say, "Okay, I'm going to surrender. I'm going to submit to you." It says in Proverbs 14, verse 6, "A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth." And you're going to see that word various places in Proverbs is the word scorner. And that's someone that where they hear wisdom and then they just kind of, "I don't want to listen to that. I know better than that, that you find that a scorn a lot of times, if someone kind of corrects them, instead of receiving that correction, appreciating it, they'll hate the person for pointing out their mistake. And really, it's the thing. It's when you're going on the wrong path, if you're a wise person, you should love someone that shows you when you're off, because they're helping you to avoid a lot of pain and heartache. That there's someone that God has sent into your life to help get you back on the right path, and so you don't make mistakes that will end up in misery. And so we want to understand that we don't want to be scorners, that we want to receive it, and it takes a humility, and just a willing to admit, I don't have the answer. It is not within me to direct my own steps. If I follow my heart, if I follow my wisdom, I end up in a bad place, and I end up being very miserable in that place. And so we've got to come to a point where we say, okay, I'm done trying to be stubborn and make my own way in this life. I'm going to seek wisdom. And we see that in Proverbs 3, where it talks about finding wisdom, but it ends there in verse 18. Happy is everyone that retaineth her. And so to retain is to hold or to keep in possession. And it's kind of the thing that when we get it, we say, okay, I need to hold on to this. I need these to be guiding principles in my life, that I make decisions from here on in, that this has to be part of that directive and what I'm going to do. And as we have that, then we find happiness. And we get to a place where it's like, oh wow, this is so much better than the way I was going to go. I've missed a lot of heartache. That's a blessing. And so that's the key. This is not the sole thing in the Bible where it talks about being happy. But really, we want to see this is a big starting point for us. That if we find wisdom, we're going to find happiness. And so may we pursue after wisdom. And as in doing so, we're pursuing after God, because He's the source of it. And as we seek Him and ask Him for wisdom, He gives it to us. And as we find it, then we find happiness as well. So that's the lesson for tonight. And so...